You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agaudet. Last fall, we told you about the Central Idaho Dark Sky Reserve STEM Network, which is using a grant from NASA to support STEM engagement in the Jim State. And as part of that outreach, Idaho's Central Dark Sky Reserve will host the first astronomer in residence starting this month. Catherine Slaughter is a proto-astrophysicist who's coming to the reserve next week, and she joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Samantha. It's great to be here.
Oh, well, I think this is an awesome idea. What does an astronomer in residence do?
Yeah, so my main goal is to bring public outreach events to the Central Idaho Dark Sky Reserve and all the communities that are in and around there. Doing observing events, a couple of lectures, things like that.
Wow. Okay. Have you ever been to a dark sky reserve before?
I've never been to a formal reserve, but there was one time in my life where I had the opportunity to go to a place that had real, true dark skies. I spent a semester in undergrad studying abroad in South Africa, and there is a professional astronomical observatory down there in the middle of the Karoo Desert, where there is basically no light pollution.
Wow, what was that like?
It was absolutely phenomenal. You know, people will tell you when they see like the Grand Canyon for the first time, they cry. I didn't think that was a thing that would ever happen to me until I saw the skies down there. You go outside and, you know, you want to look at the ground because you want it to be a surprise while your eyes get adjusted to the darkness. And it's so dark, you can't see your hand in front of your face. And you take a look up and it's just more stars than your brain has ever been able to imagine being up there. It was gorgeous. And I cried like a baby.
Well, it is really hard to describe it. I mean, if you've never been out, you know, looking up at the night sky with no lights anywhere, it's just something you kind of have to experience.
Exactly.
Yeah. So why did you want to be the astronomer in residence for our reserve?
Yeah, well, I'm a big fan of public outreach. I think public outreach is an important thing that every scientist should want to do as part of their work. I think it helps me understand my work in a more human context, and I think it helps spread the word about the thing I love most.
I think you've called the philosophy of public outreach, and yours is a human-centered approach.
Yeah, so I really, you know, astronomy is one of those things that it's not hard to get people interested in, right? It's not hard to get someone to come and look up at the stars or look through a telescope or whatever. And I think it's a really important thing for scientists to be doing their public outreach and doing it in a way that answers the so what question, right? That's the big unasked question in terms of public outreach. People want to know, okay, you're dedicating your life to studying these things. So what? Why should I care about it? And I think astronomy is one of the places where it's easiest to connect with people on that front. It's easiest to get them interested. And I think that's really important in the context of science education as a whole. As we've seen over the past couple of years, public outreach in the sciences is a very, very important thing.
I think you called astronomy a gateway science.
Yeah, that is what I like to say. That's exactly how I would describe it. Astronomy is kind of the gateway science for a lot of people who maybe didn't have the opportunity or chose to not study the sciences in a more formal context, right? Just about every civilization, I'm no archaeologist, but just about every civilization we've seen throughout history that we have a written record of has some form of astronomy, whether it's related to their cultural traditions, their religious traditions, or, you know, a tried and true science. It's something that really connects us all as people and something that I think is important for us to hold on to.
Wow. So how can people find out what you're doing during your month out at the Dark Sky Reserve and around it, and how can they get involved?
Yeah, so I'll be working with a few of the libraries in the area, particularly the libraries in Ketchum, Stanley, and Haley, Idaho. So there, any calendar they have up on their website should have the events I'll be hosting. Additionally, the AstroTAC group at Boise State, which is kind of in charge of setting up all this and is the connection between Boise State and the Dark Sky Reserve, has a website where we are hoping to put up a calendar of events soon.
Sweet. We've been speaking with Catherine Slaughter, who's the first astronomer in residence for Idaho's Dark Sky Reserve as part of the Central Idaho Dark Sky Reserve STEM Network, which is using a grant from NASA to support STEM engagement in the Gem State. Thanks for talking to us, and have a great month.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be there.
And thank you for joining us. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. Have a great Thursday.